wasn't the whole thing?
Half corn.
Okay. And the amount that you could carry indoors at one time by hand?
With an armful.
That's what I want. You're getting this. What, and you might carry your clothes out to hang them on the line in a what?
Well, I used to carry mine and hang them on the line on my rub board.
Uh-huh.
I'd arrange them and lay them on my rub board and carry them to my clothesline.
Okay.
And I'd set the rub board down on the ground, and I'd reach down and get them and hang them up.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, that's a good idea. You couldn't carry too many at once that way, though, could you?
A pretty good time on the rub board.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I guess you pile them up, right?
Yeah.
Well, what do you see people carrying them in now sometimes?
Clothes bags.
Okay. Or what else?
A hamper.
Okay.
A clothes hamper.
Okay. And the things that you put in bottles to stop them up?
Stopper.
Okay. Or else it used to be made of what?
Cork.
Okay. That's what I want. And what's that musical instrument that children play that you blow on?
Harp.
Okay. How about the thing, the musical instrument that you hold between your teeth and it has a thing that came out, you know, and you come out and you pluck it?
Juice harp.
Okay. And what about the thing you drive nails with?
Hammer.
Okay. And the part of the wagon that goes up between the two horses?
The chaise, or the tongue. If it's a two-horse wagon, they call it the tongue between the horses.
Okay. And then on a buggy that comes up on either side of the horse is the what?
The chaise.
Okay. And the part the horse is actually pulled on, that wooden?
Crosspiece.
Bar. Crosspiece? What if you had two horses being pulled?
Well, they call that a tongue between the two horses.
I mean that wooden piece still, if you had two of those?
Swinger tree.
Okay. And what about if you, would that be if you had two, what if you had one big one for two horses? Would you ever have that?
Mm-hmm.
Just two separate ones?
Mm-hmm.
And you'd have two mm-hmm. swingle trees?
Yeah.
Okay. What would you call, or did you have a word part for the, let's see, the wooden part of a wheel inside that iron part?
The hub.
Okay, well, that's not what I'm thinking of. Inside
the
rim, right inside
spokes.
The rim would be iron, wouldn't
mm-hmm.
it? Or an iron tire, you'd have.
Mm-hmm.
And then that would be the attached onto some wood that the spokes would attach to. Did you have a word for that?
Yes, but I can't call it now.
Did you ever use something like felly or fella?
I don't.
I don't know what the word is for that around here, and I haven't. Nobody can. They always remember they used to have one, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know what it was. Well, we'll come back. Maybe you think of it. What about words you would use if you're moving wood someplace in a truck? You'd say you're what?
Moving somewhere in a truck.
Yeah, you're carrying it someplace, you say you're what? The wood.
Well, I don't get that.
Well, like for hauling it. Words that we would use for hauling it. Would you just say haul?
Haul.
Okay. What about the thing you use for turning soil?
Plow.
Okay.